This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Charles Raison talks about what your immune system has to do with your mental and physical health. Raison is clinical director of the Emory Mind Body Program. He and his colleagues study how meditation can reduce inflammation and stress. Both are linked to serious illnesses, including depression, cancer, and heart disease. Charles Raison.
We are interested in how the stress system and the immune system interact to make people depressed when you're sick and sort of sick when you're depressed. Right? So there's a circle where stress activates inflammation and inflammation activates stress pathways.
Raison explains that anything that affects the normal functioning and integrity of the body can activate a part of the immune system that triggers inflammation. For instance, say you get a splinter in your finger and it has a bunch of bacteria on it. Your immune cells, called macrophages, begin to secrete chemicals called cytokines. Cytokines, along with other chemicals, flood the area, trying to destroy the bacteria and stop their spread.
Inflammation, when it gets activated, it takes control of your whole body and brain and basically tries to make your body and brain inhospitable to whatever the danger is. The classic example is, say, the flu. The cytokines go up through the blood, or they can actually signal through the nerves. And the inflammatory cytokines, they go to your brain, and they make you have a fever, and they make you throw up, and they make you feel exhausted and tired.
What's more, research shows that stress, not just illness, activates cytokine molecules and thus inflammation.
It helps explain why stress makes you feel so tired out. So we think that it's not an accident. It's part of the same inflammation. So stress and sickness produce very similar changes in the body.
But research shows that people who practice meditation can reduce their inflammatory and behavioral responses to stress. Raison and his colleagues are now focusing on compassion meditation. Compassion meditation, as its name suggests, is designed to cultivate compassion, that is, one's ability to empathize with the anguish, distress, and suffering of others.
We've done a fairly good-sized study in healthy young adults and college kids, actually, at Emory, showing that kids that practice compassion meditation, when you put them in a laboratory stress test, they have less of this inflammatory reactivity and less of other types of stress responses, too, and they don't get as upset. And it's tied to how much they practice. The more they practice, the more this goes down.
Raison says this is just the beginning of an emerging story about endocrinology and psychoimmunology, a story that links mind and body and brain and body. And he says more studies are in the works.
We now have a large grant from the federal government to study healthy middle-aged adults to really try to untangle what is it in meditation that is reducing inflammation.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.